Russ is in here right now.
Russ is
leaving us. Are you leaving or what are you doing? You want to stay?
Russ will stay.
You can, are there headphones over there? Amanda, get Russ some headphones.
All
okay,
right.
So
Russ, we're talking about moving back in with your parents, if that would be a good thing for you.
Supposedly 94% of parents say it would be okay if my kid moved back in. We're like, 94%?
Seems a little high
that
to
seems
us.
Very high to us. Russ, well, I want headphones in here so you can hear our callers on the air.
Do you think that you could move back in with your parents?
Well, you know, you guys, I've told you guys off air about the fact that we are in the process of moving,
right?
And we were running into some issues in regards to timing.
Oh no!
And my mother-in-law actually offered to let us move in if we had that downtime.
Did you take her right up on that offer?
I thought it was very kind of her to offer that opportunity to our family.
Did you take her right up on that offer?
Fortunately, we didn't need to take advantage of that situation.
Now that is very nice of her.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
There would have been a light at the end of that tunnel, though. Like, you would have said, okay, hopefully we'll have a house and all the closing and everything on this day.
Correct.
So
we're talking about...
We're talking indefinite.
Indefinite moving in. Jocelyn is on the phone. Hi, Jocelyn.
Hi.
How would it go? You moved in today for an indefinite amount of time. How would it go?
Well, I was just telling you that I had the flip side of that. So my parents, my mom, moved in with me and my fiance for about 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like you had said, Curtis, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel was definitely something that we were trying to look for.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, you do what you have to do. We were family. But there was a couple awkward moments, so...
Now, okay, so it's your house. Did she become the kid and you were the parent, or did she still try to be mom?
Both, actually. She was trying to find a job because she was living out of state.
Okay.
And so we were trying to coax her towards a specific thing, and because we were trying to look out for her, and she was definitely acting like the child.
Yeah. That would be interesting.
How many interviews did you have today, Mom?
Yeah, right. But, you know, I have to say that my future husband was quite the trooper, and I'm definitely marrying the right guy. So
awesome.
Jocelyn,
nice.
Congratulations.
That is good. Okay.
Thanks for calling.
So that worked out, but they were excited. They were counting out the days on the calendar.
Now, Nicole, so our question is at 7708957. If you moved back in with your parents today for an indefinite amount of time, how do you think it would go? Nicole, what do you think?
Well, I actually had to move back in with my mom.
Okay.
And I have a 5-year-old son. So it is definitely not the same as living there as just a child.
Mm-hmm.
When you have your own child, they resort to treating you like a teenager all over again. And then they try to call the shots when it comes to your child. And it's so frustrating.
But are you still there right now?
Yes, I am. I've been there for about 6 months, and it'll probably be another 6 months.
Now,
what I'm looking at.
The nice thing about living there and having a kid is built-in babysitter, because it's not like they have a nightlife.
No,
you know, Wheel of Fortune ends, and they're ready for bed, and you're like, all right, cool, here's the baby monitor.
That is the only good thing. Unfortunately, my mom doesn't play that. She says, it doesn't matter if he's sleeping, he's yours, so you should be sleeping with him.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So you're sneaking out again.
She's not falling for it.
Sneaking out again like when you were 17.
Yeah, she's not playing that game anymore.
Your mom is wise, Nicole.
No kidding.
Thanks
too wise.
For the phone call.
And that's part of the problem, you know. They've seen everything, so you're not tricking them at all. And you want to just be like roommates, and they can't separate themselves from like parent and roommate.
Kelly, if you moved back in with your parents today, how would it go?
I had to move back in with my parents a couple years ago. My fiance and I both did while we were fixing up a house.
Okay.
And I loved it.
You did?
Did you? So what did you love about it?
My brother and my sister were both there still. So it was like our entire family was back under one house, including my fiance. And my parents are pretty cool and laid back anyway. So growing up, I didn't really have many rules. So it wasn't any different than growing up. And I just thought it was so much fun being back with them and all of us under the same roof and hanging out all the time. Like, granted, it wasn't all the time, but when I needed someone there, someone was always there. So
Kelly,
I thought it was really nice.
I'm giggling right now because our boss, Russ, is in the studio with us, and he just got a look. He looked like he has gas pains going on right now.
I'm wondering about her per fiance. I mean, that had to be sort of awkward for him.
Right, the whole
to
family.
To move back in with the entire family. I mean,
was it? Kel?
Yeah. For him, yes, it was a little awkward because he's not really an outgoing person. So
okay.
It kind of made him bring him out of his shell a little bit. But
gotcha.
He pretty much would get home from work, go to the new house and work until it was dark and then come home.
Okay. Okay. So he wasn't
I would
spending
come
the
home
time
and hang out with my family.
Yeah, right.
Well, thanks for the help.
Now,
yeah, no kidding.
So Kelly, does your mom then make dinner every night for you and pack a lunch?
Pack a lunch. She had a nighttime job, so
okay.
It was pretty much my sister and I making dinner for each other and for my dad.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And stuff.
Was there ever a second where you thought about calling your fiance and saying, "Hey, let's nix this whole house and let's just live here"?
No,
it wasn't that great.
Can you imagine living
there
forever?
Because there was some things he wouldn't do underneath my parents' roof that I was not okay with. So I definitely needed my own house.
Like
so
flossing? He wouldn't use their dental floss?
No, we know what you're talking about, Cal.
I don't, yeah. Kelly. If you could go a little further, I'm going to...
Not a good idea, Curtis. Not a good idea.
Oh, Russ knows. Russ is also the one who said he wouldn't move into his mother-in-law's house because he's the same thing.
I didn't say that.
Kelly, thanks for calling. Mandy.
Different rules.
Mandy, we're having a conversation. I read something this morning that said that 94% of parents say, yeah, I'd be totally fine with my child moving back in, which means only 6% would not be okay.
Would have a problem.
I know my mom would love for me to live right next door because I know this because she says it all the time. If you lived right next door to me, life would be perfect.
Now,
can you imagine?
They have kept your room, though, since you were a little girl.
So I still have a sign on it, Mandy, that says Connie's room.
So you could move right into the room, and there'd be no problem.
She'd have to move a few things out of the closet, but we'd be all good.
It'd be easy, right?
I don't know how easy it would be. Mandy, what about you? Would it be easy?
Okay. No, it would not be.
Why not?
Why not?
Okay. I have had to move back home a couple of times with my children, and that went fine.
Okay.
But now my mom always says, well, you will have to go to the mission.
I'm tired. There's no longer any room at the inn.
Exactly.
Just keep walking.
Wait, is she serious?
She is.
So how many times were you allowed to stay there before she finally said, you know what, no, I can't do this anymore?
Two times. And for how long each time?
I was there the first time for probably about 3 months, and then the second time for about 6 months.
Okay. Wow, that's a long time.
So 9 months.
It is.
My wish for you, Mandy, is that you never have to do that again.
I know, me too.
Actually, that's my wish for you.
I'm kind of hoping that you do to see if she actually makes you go to the mission. You know, you show up at the doorstep. She's like, no, I told you. You are not staying here. Give me the key.
Oh,
I was there. It was perfect. I mean, it was just, we didn't clash at all. Mm-hmm. My husband and her got along perfectly. It was really nice, but... Yep, not again.
Too
although
nice.
My mother-in-law, on the other hand, would love for us to come move in with her.
Well, there you go.
And would you be okay with that?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, Mandy. Have a great weekend, darling. Thanks for calling.
I mean, I got free room and board, but I cannot stay and her.
7708-957 gets you into the studio. We're wondering if you had to move back in with your parents today and you were staying there indefinitely, which means months. Blissful, glorious months could be going
by.
There's
no end in sight.
Would you love it or would you hate it? Russ, are you going to stick around for this whole conversation?
Well, I'll stay with you.
You should. Okay, Kendra.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Kendra.
Can you hear me?
We hear you loud and clear. What do you think?
All right, I'm 26. I have been living back at home since I graduated college.
How many years is that or how long is that?
It's actually 4 years yesterday.
4 years. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
I'm sorry?
Happy anniversary.
Did your parents get you a cake?
No, they didn't.
Okay.
I actually really enjoy it because it's clean and I don't have to do any of the cleaning.
Yeah. So it's like a free hotel.
Yes.
With food.
And they cook?
No, that's a good question. Do you pay rent, Kendra?
I actually pay my parents' cell phone bill.
Oh, okay. So at least you're paying for something.
So how much? Wait, how much is their cell phone bill?
Like $200.
Oh, okay.
For three of us.
Okay.
$200 a month.
Okay. So that's good. It's not like $40.
No.
Okay.
And I help out too a lot, like with yard work and other things that she asked me to do.
Well, that's good.
Okay. So you're like the maintenance man.
You might stay there forever.
Is that your plan? Are you going to stay there forever?
you know, I am so broke from college that I don't really have a choice to move out right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a job, or are you just?
I do. I have a really good job.
Okay.
But I'm in so much debt from school with student loans and credit card bills that I really don't have a lot left over for rent.
Okay. Yeah. And, now, when you meet a guy as a 26-year-old woman with a great job, and you say, "Oh yeah, and I live with my parents," is that a deal breaker immediately?
Does he make a face?
Usually, they're pretty open to it.
Are they?
Yeah, and I am a little concerned with that because, on the other hand, I wouldn't want to meet a guy that lives with his parents.
Okay.
Well, that's the thing. I think Double we're so standard. Much more judgy about guys for some reason than we are about girls who live at home with their parents still.
Yeah.
I mean,
but guys make more money than girls.
That's a good point, Kendra. Good job, Kendra.
And they're so much better with their money.
Right, they Curtis. Are? Right.
No, not Thanks, at all. Kendra. No, we're wasteful. A guy deserves to stay there because he's blowing all his money at the bar. You know, here she is. She's fiscally responsible.
Not all men blow all their money at the bar.
7708957. Do they?
Russ, do you blow all your money at the bar?
No.
Most?
See? No.
Some?
No.
Okay, well, I blow enough for both of us, so that's fine.
Christina?
Yeah?
How would it go if you moved back in with mom and dad today?
Oh, terrible.
Why would it be terrible?
Well, I actually have two things. One, my sister, my older sister, did move back in with my father, and I swear they fight and bicker and yell, and he actually just kicked her out after 6 months.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so who was the problem there? You can just tell us. No one's listening. It's just us talking here.
Probably both.
Okay.
My dad is Polish and pig-headed and doesn't listen, and my sister's just as bad as he is.
Okay.
Really?
So they just butt heads a lot.
Did she have some place to go? Where did she end up going?
She ended up going to my grandpa's.
That's funny. Okay, yeah. So she's going to continue living with family members until they have all kicked her out.
I hope not. I hope Grandpa kicks her out and she gets her own place.
Okay.
How old is she?
28.
What if she came and lived with you?
Oh, because I live in Michigan and she lives in Wisconsin.
Okay.
So. And trust me, I do not want her in my house. I actually
sounds like nobody does.
Yeah, my other thing was actually my mother-in-law lives with me, and she's been there 2 years.
Really?
Yes. She lives with me and
how's it going?
My husband.
How's it going?
Not so good.
Really?
It's got as good. It was really good at the beginning, but then it went really downhill fast. But I think mainly because I was in a really bad car accident and almost died, and she took care of our kids for a long time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And
wow.
It was kind of hard for her to let go of that as I got better.
Okay.
To kind of let go of that again.
Right.
That makes sense.
Are you doing okay now?
I do better. I have a lot of surgery every month, but
that oh my really? Goodness.
Oh, that does suck.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Well, hang on to her, you know, because then when you're recovering from your surgery, she can go back to being the free babysitter.
Yeah.
You're sad. I mean, don't let her know. Like I said, it's just us talking right now. Don't let her know. Don't let her know what a horrible person she is.
She's not horrible.
That is pretty
just
terrible.
A little territorial.
No, we won't talk about it. We're fine.
Christina, we're have a great Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling in. Kelly, what do you think? You move back in with your parents today. How would that go?
They'd absolutely love it.
They would.
Would you love
because
it?
Because you are so great.
I don't think I would mind it. I'm 25. I have a 5-year-old. And me and my boyfriend are having another baby in September. So they are like, yeah, you guys should just move back in with us.
Because they would love to have the grandkids around?
Oh, yes. They absolutely. I moved up there when I was 21. Mm-hmm. My son's father disappeared.
Okay.
And found out my son had autism and I needed help. And I moved back in with my parents. I lived there for about 3 years. And they absolutely loved it. They bawled their eyes out the day I left.
Aw, that's sweet.
Now, see, that's funny because I think of my mom and dad when he was alive. We would be at the house for like a weekend, and there were about 7 hours into the stay, he would be sick of my kids, you know, because they're loud and they're disruptive.
Uh-huh.
So where you say you have a 5-year-old and a newborn and think that your dad would love that? No.
Oh, they come down here. They live in Ludington, and they come down here like every other weekend to see the kids. So
Yeah, wow. But you get to, they get to go home right. then. It's
you
a
feed them
thing.
Full of sugar and go back and leave.
Them home with them. They're like, they can come home with us for the weekend.
Okay, so
hey,
they like
maybe so, yeah, I was going to say, maybe they actually do like
maybe. Them. It's hard to believe, though. Kids but, are so, I know, Russ knows. Kids.
And life was, it little was ones. When I lived yeah. up there, after I moved back up there, it was so different than how it was when I was a teenager. They, like, treated me like a person, like an actual person, not like a teenage girl who okay. wanted to do whatever she wanted.
Well, that must my be dad, nice.
My dad actually set me up on a blind date with one of his coworkers, who's now my boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Wait, he's not as old as your dad, is he?
No, he's actually a year younger than me.
Okay.
Okay, then.
We've been together for 3.5 years. So.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's awesome. Good.
So you have Thanks, a perfect Kelly. Life and are just coming to rub it in.
Russ, now imagine you fast forward, because Russ is right in the teenage years with his kids right now.
Yep.
So imagine you fast forward 10 years, and they've gone through college, and now they want to move back in. Are you okay with it?
And remember that everything you say here is recorded.
And nobody's listening, so it's okay.
I know, it's just a conversation.
Yeah, just between
us.
Just us. Right.
Just us.
So your family's not listening. They're in school anyway.
I hope so.
How would you feel?
They better.
Yeah, no kidding.
Truancy officer just texted.
Well, actually, I would be fine with it mm-hmm. until they got through their first job or got started in their first job.
Okay.
And then at that point in time, you gotta get up there and
but
take care
of
yourself.
But they have all those student loans.
So?
Damn.
We all have debt.
Amen.
Right?
That is
well, I mean,
very
you
true.
Have to be able to manage it. You have to be able to save money. You can't be Curtis and go blow it all at the bar.
Hey, come on. It happens.
You know?
It has happened.
I blame the bartender.
Kristen.
Every time.
Hi, Kristen. Kristen, have you moved back home with your parents? How would it go?
Not well. And I know this because I did it briefly about 3 years ago.
For how long?
7 weeks. I moved out when I was 17. I got legally emancipated so that I could get married because
wow.
I was pregnant.
Right.
And so I, you know, learned to be an adult very young. And when I ended up separating from that marriage, my daughter was about 3.5, and I had a job and just needed, like, a place to transition from my marital home to getting my own apartment.
Okay.
And my mom has 8 kids in total. 4 are younger than me.
Wow.
And I'm 25 now.
Okay.
And the youngest is the exact same age as my little girl.
Oh.
So they were 3.5 at the same time. So, like, my mom
Is your last name Duggar?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
She kind of started, like, relying really heavily on me
okay.
to raise her kids. And it became a real problem with, like, my work schedule, and I was going to college part-time. And
wow.
it got to the point where she started, like, everything I did for my own child, she started expecting me to do for her children.
What are we learning from this? Let's not move back home if we can do anything to avoid it.
It was kind of a mess. So, no, I would never again. I would do anything to not be in that situation.
All right.
All
well,
right.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks,
you can,
Kristen.
Weigh in on our Facebook page. What do you think about just moving in with your parents indefinitely? 94% of moms and dads say, that's cool. Tell
it's
us what
so
you
funny,
think.
It's so funny because like Casey's on our Facebook page, which is Connie Curtis, said, I think it'd be okay. I love it. My parents are awesome. But then you get down and it's like Shauna says, thank you for putting my worst nightmare into words.
Awesome. I hope Shauna's not friends with her mom on Facebook.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
Seriously.
All right, our page is Connie and Curtis.
Connie and Curtis.